If I were to change one single aspect of American policy, just like that, politics, what would it be? And he gives the example of separation of state and education. He says that's what he would do. And I agree. I agree completely. If I could have one thing that I could get, I would get all the counties, the states, the local governments to sell their schools. I would get rid of public education in one fell swoop. And because if we had competition in education and we allowed that to happen, of course, this will never happen without a major philosophical revolution. So it's not like this could happen separate from the rest of the government changing as well. But imagine, just for the sake of science fiction, that you had the kind of competition, innovation, progress in a field of education, that private markets, that competition, that entrepreneurship, that the profit motive makes possible. Wow. You know, so if you had that, then you would actually be producing people who could think, kids would actually come out with knowledge, and the battle for capitalism would be easy, relatively speaking, would be easy, and we would win it. The problem is today that the government controls the schools, therefore the government control the minds of the kids, and therefore it's so hard to break through with different ideas, particularly objectivism, right? We're talking about fundamental ideas. Ideas about morality, ideas about epistemology, ideas about the role of man's mind, ideas that affect people's self-esteem. These are things, unfortunately, that many people pick up when they're very, very young and get ingrained in their minds at a very, very young age. And it's you hit a brick wall after they've gone through. The brick wall reminds me of Pink Floyd's The Wall. You know, after what did they do in the Pink Floyd The Wall? They go into the grinding. They get grinded into this machine. That's what public education does to these kids' brains. So yeah, privatized education. That would be my best remedy. I don't know if that analogy to Pink Floyd worked or not, but that album is appropriately dark. That real album is really about public education, and it's an appropriately dark album about what it's like to be in the horrific public education system, in this case in Britain, but it applies everywhere.